How do you like it, my little pet? I know you're a slut, but how does it feel before I press the button? I think I did all of the installation correctly. Let's see, it's a dildo halfway inserted into your mouth. I just have to make a few adjustments and stay wide, sweetie. Let's see. There for length. And let's see how deep I can make it go safely. I don't want to break you yet. I feel like that's good for depth. I can see the dildo down your fucking throat. It's kind of hot, actually, that nice little lump. That's not your Adam's apple. We'll just leave that in there nice and deep right now. You can make all the gagged and sputtering sounds you want. You're going to have to learn to breathe through your nose real fast. Let's go look at the other hole of yours. I don't like this toy. It's too thin. I think you need something thicker. So just hold a moment while I adjust that. And pop this one out. And let's just screw a new one in. There you go. Good pet. You're being so good. Not that you really have a choice to be anything else right now, do you? Right now you're kind of helpless and you're all strapped up. You can't move your body even an inch. I'm always a firm believer in the more straps, the better. So many straps, I can hardly even see your flesh. Other than bits like those nice, globy-ass cheeks. But the most you can do with them is clench them shut. And baby, you don't want to do that because I will just hurt you to make you release and relax. While you take this nice, big, new invader up inside. Relax. We both know I'm going to get my way. And we both know in the end you are going to enjoy it. There we go. Now let's just get the adjustments on the fucking machine right. And say that I don't want it going any more out of you than this. I think we'll aim for an inch inside of you at least at all times so I don't have to keep popping it back in. And then let's see how deep we should make it go. Ooh, I like it. I see you trying to struggle, but I'm feeling very reassured that the bonds I have are restricting you nice and tight because I could tell that hurt a little and you still couldn't do anything. Baby, you're so sexy like this. I could do anything to you. Absolutely anything. Let's see. Okay, that will do for depth. And I'll just pull it out for now to about halfway until we have everything else complete. Go around front. Look at those nipples. They're already all perked up for me. It just, just makes me want to pinch them. Oh. Yeah? Do you like it when I pinch them and squeeze them and twist them a little bit? I like looking at that flinching in your eyes. I can see it, even though you can't make a fucking sound with my dildo shoved down your throat. Your eyes are crying out their pain just fine. Don't worry, baby. By the time we're done, you're gonna cry a little bit for me, and I can't wait to lick that tear right up your face. It's your fault, you know. You're the one who decided you wanted a sadistic mistress. I'm only giving you what you need. You need to respect your owner. I know the truth. It's all nice and well when you have a gentle femdom, but gentle only goes so far, and you're a bit of a brat. You need to respect your owner, and sometimes fear. Sometimes sessions like this are the only way to make sure you properly do. And I won't lie to you. While you're going to enjoy quite a bit of this, you're not going to enjoy all of it. Some of it is going to hurt, and some of it is going to make you cry, and at the end of the day, it's those parts that you are going to treasure the most, because they are going to reinforce what you need to know, that I am in charge and I'm going to do whatever I want to you. And for that reason, you will submit and be a good boy for me. And for that reason, I can twist these nipples as much as I want. But I also have these cute little clamps for them, so we'll just hook them up here. And the machine is lovely in that there's this little hook over here that I can attach each clamp to. And there goes your left. And one on your right. And as everything else is going, I can also control how far out it pulls your nipple before letting it go back in. Now, I did tell you you were going to enjoy this, so I guess we have to go see about that part of you that enjoys things the most. Your face looks so scared, but your cock looks so excited. You poor sweet thing. Oh, that is a nice hard cock, isn't it? And I have a nice, lovely little toy to put over top. It's going to pump at it. Just add some nice lube, because this part's only going to feel good. Yeah, this part's going to feel really good when it pumps up and down in your cock. It's going to feel like my cunt squeezing against you. Over and over, nice and tight, nice and fast, yeah? Oh, do you like that pressure? Blink once for yes. It's the only communication you have right now, sweetheart. And I don't want it to get too tight. So blink for me twice when it's where you like it the most. Okay, good. Let me just program this in. I don't want it getting too loose either. And it's going to go up and down on your cock. Okay. There was one last bit of this machine where... There it is. These little electrodes. They're for your balls. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to set them to painful setting. It's actually quite pleasurable if it's done right. And, well, I am a bit of a pro with the E-stim. If I do say so myself, I know your levels. Here we go. A little bit of a shock, huh? But not that bad. When done right, electrostimulation feels more like a massage. It's only when you're a bad boy that we have to change that. Okay. I think we're ready to go. Are you ready for me to hit the button? That's gonna turn all of these things on all at once. It's going to leave your ass and mouth being fucked. Your cock being clenched and squeezed and fucked. Your nipples pulled back and forth and your balls given little tiny shocks. Some of it's going to hurt. Most of it's going to feel good. And All of it is going to make you come very quickly for me. Okay. Pressing it. Ooh, you look so good like this. And, well, sweetie, there's one thing I did neglect to mention. Once you do come, I won't be stopping. And things are only going to get more intense from there. I'll be back in 20 minutes, baby. Have fun.